Spending some time this morning one-on-one with Dr. Kerry Williams and Med Club Bartlesville. And first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. Happy to talk to you. And you've got a little bit different type of medical practice than what many of us are used to. It's subscription-based, right?
Yes, it is. It's a practice model called direct primary care, which is an innovative practice model that is taking off all across the nation. It's very prominent on both coasts. And what it is a subscription-based monthly premium, and it is for healthcare services.
So if I were to compare it to my Netflix subscription, to a magazine subscription, to a gym membership, then that we're getting an idea of what type of practice you have, right?
Yes, and you are buying my time, basically, as a physician. And the average cost of a gym membership across the nation is approximately $58. But with that subscription, you can see as many, you can be in the gym as many times as you wish, but you do not get a trainer with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no access to a trainer.
You're simply buying the use of the equipment.
That is correct. Where this, you have access to me as a physician.
24 hours a day?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you become a member, you get a phone number that I call a bat line for emergencies after hours. So if your child gets sick or you cut your hand or something and you're not really sure it needs stitches, then send me a picture and we'll talk about it. And that will save you an ER, emergency room visit, and all the money that's involved in that.
And that is the most expensive form of medicine.
Yes, it is.
So if I get a cut on my finger, let's say it's a half inch long along the side, it conceivably would not need stitches, but if the same cut was across the knuckle, then it's likely I might.
That is correct.
Yeah. So it's a matter, we get your judgment. We can, I guess, use a cell phone, take a picture of it, and say, what do I do, doc?
Yes, but we take no insurance. We take no Medicare, no Medicaid. Therefore, we're not constrained by the contracts that come with those third-party payers. So we can talk with you, communicate with you by phone, by email, by FaceTime, and that saves you from having to come in the office all the time. And my goal is, for instance, if you need to review your labs, that you have a copy, I have a copy, and you never leave your work, and during your break, you have a scheduled appointment with me on the phone, and we review those. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to take a half-day vacation to go see the doctor.
So if I came in for lab work, then you would, what, email the results to me, and then we can talk?
Or you could have access on a portal system.
Okay.
Or an x-ray, or some kind of imaging.
Mm-hmm. So it really is direct access to a medical provider, somebody that knows me. I'm not seeing the next person up in line in a urgent care facility, whoever the doctor du jour might be. I've got you every time.
That is correct.
That's a wonderful privilege to be able to have that kind of a relationship with your doctor and be able to talk theoretically as if you're friends because I get to know you.
That's one of my mentors says, do not make your friends your patient, but make your patients your friends.
Direct medical access. Wasn't Sean Hannity talking about that sometime earlier this year?
Yes, Sean Hannity talks about it often, and Dr. Josh Umber is in Wichita, Kansas, and Josh has been on his show several times, and that's one of the meccas, one of the starting points of direct primary care.
Okay. I have a brochure, and I notice there are different fees, I guess you could say, for the age of the patient. Less than 20 years old, $20 a month, mid-range, 20 to about 45, $50 a month, just before Medicare age, 45 to 64, 75, and then for the seniors, a little bit more.
Yes, because as we get older, our bodies wear out, and we have more healthcare problems.
Yeah. As a youngster, probably much more when mom and dad takes you in, it's either an infection or that broken bone because you fell off the equipment or whatever.
That's right. And children must have a parent or guardian that's a member also.
Okay.
But we can make special arrangements. Also, we have arrangements for employers that have more than five or more employees. and the employer writes me a check once a month, then and pays me directly, it is $50 a month, and it doesn't matter what age that adult patient is.
It seems as though that would save money on medical expenses, medical insurance, and that sort of thing.
It certainly does. And what we recommend is a qualified health plan, meaning health insurance. Mm-hmm. But our deductibles are getting higher and higher, and it's not unusual for a deductible of $5,000 to $10,000. And in the United States, the key word is wraparound for direct primary care. So we wrap around this policy, and a primary care physician can take a care of approximately 85% to 90% of all health care needs. Mm-hmm. So you wrap the primary care and this type of practice around that qualified health plan. And so that really saves them a bunch of money.
Well, if you that qualified health care plan, which is a government term, meets the specifications and also my budget, is likely that I'm probably carrying a fairly high deductible because that keeps my premium low. But then how does that fit in when I come see you for a service? And you also are our dispensing facility, so if I need a Z-Pack, an antibiotic, whatever it might be for cholesterol, then I can get my medication through you.
Yes. Our office is dispensing of approximately our top 30 to 50 medications that I prescribe to our members only by law. Mm-hmm. But with this, at this point, the IRS will not allow the monthly membership to be used with your HSA or FSA, because this is a service, this is not an insurance. But if I am going to dispense this medication, or I, let's say, give you a shot of something, I will give you a receipt that is coded that you can put towards your HSA or FSA or your deductible.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is flu shot season, which I guess really almost goes year-round, it seems. But if I get a flu shot from you or a pneumonia vaccine or whatever, then, again, it's a pay-for-service, and I have a receipt for it.
Well, all flu shots are included in the membership.
Okay.
But if you were to receive another immunization like a pneumonia shot, mm-hmm. then we have highly discounted, and there won't be an administration fee like a third party mm-hmm. or traditional practice.
Overall, it sounds like higher quality care for less money.
I certainly hope so. And I didn't go to medical school till I was in my 30s. And I want to take care of patients. I don't want to be an administrator that is seeing 60 patients a day or seeing that patient an average of 7.3 minutes like the national average is.
I was going to say, so many of us, when we leave the physician's office, we realize that they're moving right on to the next person, and I don't want to call it a revolving door, but it's just patient after patient after patient, and I have to believe that that doctor has a mental clock going saying, I need to move along.
If they don't have a mental clock, the staff has a clock, and they will get them out of that room because they have to see a certain number. With traditional practices, we're talking third-party insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, as a general rule, physicians are not paid unless they see a patient face-to-face. Mm-hmm. This is a monthly fee, and as I stated before, we have other forms of communications available other than face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are times as a physician that you have to touch me to get the proper diagnosis, but there are a lot of things that we could have carried on via a conversation through some electronic means.
You are correct. And it is the convenience of this, and I call it a cheers effect. You are known, and we know that once a year you have allergy problems at this same time every year, mm-hmm. and hopefully we have a long-term relationship with you, or we know that your heart, when you go see, get upset or something, that this happens, and get to know everyone's unique medical needs, problems.
But I think it would be nice that if I need to spend 15 minutes with you because we're going over lab results and other things other than just a routine office visit, that we can take the time to talk about
yes.
it.
Yes. The average appointment is closer to 30 minutes because medicine has a lot to do with who you are and how you live. And unless I know those details, it's very difficult to take care of you on a long-term basis. And I also have you come back in for just brief, so we're adjusting your blood pressure medicines. Just stop in. Boom. And get your blood pressure. We'll probably, if you need to be changed on your medication, we'll talk about it right then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's an in, out, you're not. And if I have a gentleman right now who didn't come in last week to get his blood pressure checked, well, we sent him a text. You need to come in. We need to see you.
Which I'm sure patient compliance goes up quite a bit because you're there with that reminder. Hey, you missed your appointment. Can we reschedule?
You bet. But it's more of that personal. I know what their jobs are and why they're missing. And I see them in Walmart. I see them on the street.
So if somebody is at work and they're on a 15-minute break, you could FaceTime with them.
Absolutely. That is the best of all worlds right there.
And, carry on. I got a copy of the labs. You got a copy of the labs. We can talk about it. And then if you make other recommendations, dietary, exercise, have you thought about a gym membership or something, then we can cover that right there.
You bet. That's the way it's supposed to happen. But the doctors don't normally have that type of luxury of time in a traditional practice. This is much different.
Are people already finding your practice? Are they coming to you from Bartlesville and Dewey and Caney and Owosso and Tulsa?
They certainly are. And they are researching direct primary care. They are seeking out this type of practice. And we only take 750 patients versus when I was in practice of the traditional kind, I had over 3,000.
Mm-hmm. And you had somebody out in the outer office juggling all those appointment times for you and taking care of whatever charting might be done. You got a smaller staff, don't you?
I've got a quite smaller staff. I have a front office that is there part-time, and she helps everything. And from sweeping the floors to setting the appointments, Shannon is a great gal. But I also answer the phone. She busy, I answer the phone.
Wow.
And you come in, I take your blood pressure. You need a shot, I'm the one that gives it to you.
That's personal service.
Yes.
And I have to believe a lot of people would like that. That kind of takes us back to medical practice more than 50 years ago.
That is correct, where we knew our doctors. They were part of our family. And they were an important part of our family.
Mm-hmm. We call it family practice now out there in the world. And you are taking care of the whole family if we want to all come in.
Yes, and it's my privilege to take care of the multi-generations. Because I get to know that Grandma's not going to be there on Tuesday at a certain time because she plays bridge. Or Mom's not going to be there because she's picking up the brownie troop somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing those details helps the compliance of their medication. And people remember how they felt. And if somebody really cares, they pay attention,
mm-hmm.
You feel it.
Well, and with a limited number of patients, like you said, the neighborhood of 700 versus the neighborhood of 3,000, instead of pulling up the history off of a chart someplace, chances are you're probably going to remember it a lot better.
You are correct. And that means something. You are memorable to someone,
mm-hmm.
And you feel cared for.
If I come in for labs, do you take care of that, or do I have to go to some third party someplace?
Well, we take care of many of the labs in-house. I'm the one that's going to be pulling your blood.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are things that I don't do, we send them off to an independent lab. But it is highly, highly discounted.
That's great. And I think that discounted price is great. How do people find out about you? Is there a website?
There is a website, www.medclub.clinic. And it will answer most questions that you would ever have. And if you have more questions, give us a call. Shannon and I, we'll pick up the phone. We'll talk to you.
All right. We're again talking with Dr. Kerry Williams, and find out more about Med Club Bartlesville. We'll talk again real soon on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.